The John Lewis adverts are the worst of capitalism. It's that time of year again where John Lewis makes an advert, and suddenly everyone cares about it. But if you watch it, you'll be forgiven for not realising it was actually an advert at all, never mind one for John Lewis. Let's take this year's advert, for example. It appears to be about a dragon who keeps burning everything accidentally. And so all the people in the village dislike the dragon. But this one little girl helps the dragon realise that he could use his fire for lighting the Christmas pudding. He does this, and suddenly everyone likes him. Putting aside what John Lewis are doing here, this story isn't even all that great. What are we learning from this story? That it's okay to shun someone when they're doing something that slightly disadvantages you? Because let's be honest, no one got hurt, nothing got seriously damaged, and anyway, you live in a village with a dragon. Maybe make things less flammable. Is that the sort of moral we want to teach people? Or maybe it's, if people don't like you, change yourself and then you'll be happy. I guess you could argue that it's, you can harness something for good even if it can be bad. But I'd argue that the story from the villager shunning the dragon negates that. Then there's the 2018 advert, which appeared to just be, if you buy your child a piano, which we don't even sell by the way, then they might grow up to be Elton John or something. I'm not even sure. I think it's just trying to tell us that we should buy everyone presents. The most nonsensical of these adverts is the 2016 one. This one features a bunch of animals jumping on a trampoline. That's it. That's the whole advert. It cost £1 million to make. To tell us that your dog secretly wants to jump on your trampoline? Great. Thanks. I guess the whole point of these adverts is just capitalism is good, come buy stuff from us. In this world where we have so much waste and so many things, surely it's much better in many cases to get a gift that isn't just something bought brand new from a shop. Surely it would be better to buy second hand or get them something handmade or give them an experience. We shouldn't be encouraging everyone to buy something brand new from a shop for everyone they care about. That's not what "it's the thought that counts" means anyway. It also encourages everyone watching to expect that as well, not just to do it. Clearly someone doesn't care about you if they don't buy you something nice. What a great example we're setting to kids. But back to the adverts. They have nothing to do with John Lewis. They aren't telling you what John Lewis is or what they do. If you didn't know John Lewis, you wouldn't have any clue afterwards. Maybe they make Christmas puddings. Maybe they write stories. Who knows? What the John Lewis adverts are designed to do is tug on your heartstrings and create some emotional relationship between Christmas and John Lewis. They hope that if they keep making you feel emotional at Christmas time, you'll automatically go there to buy all your presents. And even if you don't go and buy from them, you're playing right into their game. It's working. By talking about this, and yes, that includes me, you're doing their job for them and helping to create this false equivalency between Christmas and their shop. It's the same thing that Coke did for a long time. The reason they keep doing this is because it works. Every single year they make up some nonsensical short story and you all talk about how great it is, giving them all this airtime. Try not to fall into their trap. Just ignore it. There are plenty of other things you can watch to get sad about. You don't need the John Lewis advert to do that.